Greetings, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, coming to you from Buccaneers Studio here at One Buccaneer Place. And this is Buccaneers Insider for Wednesday, September 18th. And it was certainly an eventful Wednesday here at One Buck Place, as the day began with news that safety Deshaun Goldson had won his appeal and had his one-game suspension overturned. That meant that Goldson could join the team at practice on Wednesday, and he will be able to play against the Patriots on Sunday. A little later in the day, we learned that kicker Connor Barth and general manager Mark Dominic had reached a new agreement on the remainder of Barth's contract, which goes through the 2015 season. Now, you'll recall that Barth suffered a season-ending Achilles injury in July in a charity basketball game, and since that was a non-football injury, the Buccaneers could have not paid the remainder of Barth's contract. Instead, they will pay him the salary of $500,000 this year, and he'll have the opportunity to earn all of his contract for the next 2 years should he recover, as the team expects, and win the kicking job in the next two seasons. Dominic shared the news about Barth just as the Buccaneers were beginning practice on Wednesday afternoon, and we were watching Pro Bowl guard Carl Nix in pads line up with the first team offense, something he hasn't done in almost a month as he has overcome a toe injury and a subsequent foot injury. Nix was technically limited in practice on the official injury report, but he obviously did quite a bit more than he did last week, and that means there's a much better chance that he'll be able to make his 2013 season debut on Sunday against the Patriots. And finally, after practice, head coach Greg Schiano said that defensive tackle Derek Landry has a sprained MCL in his knee and will likely be out for several weeks. Cornerback Darrell Revis was in practice today also, obviously, as he and the Buccaneers defense tried to build on the momentum they have gathered through the first 2 weeks of the season. The Buccaneers rank 8th in the NFL in points allowed despite their two narrow losses. After practice, Revis told us that this is one of the better defenses he's played on in his NFL career.
Well, we're very good. We're very good. We still got a lot of work to do. But we're playing great football, and we got to continue to do it consistently. I think that's the big word is all 11 of us is just being consistent out there on the field.
Yeah, you know, it's a fine line between finishing in this league and not finishing in this league, and then when you get down to that final minute, is that psychological more than anything in now?
It's, you know, football is tricky. Football is tricky sometimes, and sometimes the ball roll your way, and sometimes it don't. But I think for us as a team, we just got to be more consistent in those last minutes, you know, in 4 minute and 2 minute situations. And I think Coach has addressed that, and Coach has been harping on it. So we just need to really focus and have good detail in those situations.
Speaking of Darrell Revis, he's the subject of a recent A Football Life documentary on the NFL Network. NFL Network correspondent Andrea Kramer followed Darrell Revis for the better part of a year as he recovered from his 2012 knee injury and during his trade to the Buccaneers. I had an opportunity to talk to Andrea Kramer on Monday about that process and about the show's debut on Tuesday night, and you can read more about that here on Buccaneers.com. If you missed the show on Tuesday and would like to see it will be airing again on the NFL Network. The next time to set your DVR for is Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also read more about all the other things we've talked about here today on Buccaneers Insider right here on Buccaneers.com.